From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Mexican government is warning its citizens in the U.S. to beware of a new scam tied to President Bush's immigration reform proposals. President Bush has asked Congress to create a program that would allow people from other countries to come to the U.S. and work and then return home after a few years. It's only a proposal, but scam artists are already telling immigrants that for a fee, they can sign them up. From Denver, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Immigration lawyer Ravi Canwell says his Denver office has been fielding a lot of calls from immigrants who have questions about President Bush's proposal.
Does it change my status right away? Do I get a temporary permit? If I get a temporary, how does it become a permanent?
Canwell says a lot of callers have one thing in common. They think the program already is up and running.
Because it got such a big play in media across the spectrum. That everybody thought it was a done deal, and then, you know, it just basically show up, file the papers, and you're home free.
Canwell has to break the news to them that it could be 6 months or more before the program begins, if Congress approves it. He takes down their name and number and says he'll call them back when that happens. But not everyone is so honest. The local Mexican consulate has received reports of scam artists going door-to-door in Hispanic neighborhoods, charging $30 to $50 to sign people up for the non-existent program. There have been similar reports in California and Texas. Denver police haven't arrested anyone yet, but Detective Teresa Garcia says she's not surprised to hear about the scams. She says illegal immigrants who desperately want to become legal are prime targets.
So when someone comes along offering help, they fall for it. They see not an easy way out, but a way for them to get the information, and they think it's legit.
Garcia has horror stories from her years of working with the Hispanic community. She says one family was recently taken by a man posing as a lawyer.
In the course of 2 years, he scammed him out of approximately $5,000, and he's gone. He disappeared. The paperwork was never filed.
Some of the scams come out of the offices of notarios or notaries. In Mexico, notarios are lawyers, but not in the U.S. Here, many notarios do offer legitimate services, translating documents and helping people fill out forms in English. But some are also offering to sign people up for the yet-to-be-created guest worker program. Jaime Rizzo has been a notario in Denver for 10 years and says scam artists are giving his business a bad name. Rizzo says he knows who the dishonest notarios are because they don't stay in business long.
They will get a few, for sure, you know, and they might even get rich for a few months, you know, and then everybody knows that it's a scam and, yeah, they disappear.
Rizzo says word of the latest scam is spreading quickly through Denver's Hispanic community, so he predicts only a few people will get ripped off. Meanwhile, efforts to pass temporary worker legislation in Congress are progressing. Several members have introduced bills this session, but the president's proposal still faces an uphill battle between opponents on both sides of the aisle. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.